Bradford Today and Innisfil Today welcome letters to the editor at chris@bradfordtoday.ca or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. Today we see women having equal rights almost everywhere around the globe. Secular people have only raised a voice supporting the rights of women in the current times, whereas Islam raised it over 1,400 years ago against the cruelty and injustices against women. Women enjoy countless rights in Islam. It allowed the Muslim women to educate themselves just like men. Although the Islamic family structure is such that the male of the house would go out to earn bread and butter, still if needed, a Muslim woman is allowed to go out to earn. Although it is not obligatory on her to take any financial liabilities towards her home, she can contribute willingly in the household expenses. The Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, PBUH, peace be upon him, championed the rights of women. Before Islam, the widows were also inherited by the close family of the deceased just like any piece of property. Islam strictly forbade this practice. On the contrary, women's rights in inheritance were established as well. Once the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, PBUH, was asked by one of his companions about the rights of women. He replied, "Feed her as you feed yourself from what God the Exalted gives you, clothe her as you clothe yourself with what God the Exalted gives you. Do not slap her, do not use foul language with her, do not turn her out of the house." Islam also took care of the emotions of the women. The Prophet Muhammad, PBUH, said to men that those who travel away from home, should return home quickly after their work is done so that it does not disturb the children. The family of a married man indeed is his wife and children. It is mentioned in the Holy Book, the Quran, that before Islam, if a baby girl was born to a family, the news of her birth used to make them grief-stricken and some of them were such that they used to bury their baby daughters alive, extracted from chapter 81, verse 9. Whereas, after the advent of Islam, even the daughters were given so much respect that the Prophet Muhammad, PBUH, said one who has daughters should provide them with education, should give them good moral training and on the day of judgment, God would make hell forbidden for that person. While we talk about the rights of women, you will agree with me that their freedom is also their right. And by freedom, I also mean the way they dress themselves. They should be at liberty to wear whatever they want, and this society that calls itself liberal should respect their sentiments too, but unfortunately Quebec's Bill 21 seems to forget this basic right to women's existence and it is trying to take their freedom away. If a woman is free in this country to show her body, why should she not be free to cover it? This is her right and she should not be deprived of it. This is just a glimpse of the beautiful teachings with regards to women in Islam. More information can be found on our website, alislam.org. Here off top, Outreach and Community Relations, Lajna Amila Canada, Bradford West Chapter.